Sunday night, Mishnah Brura, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, Yosef Beis. Mokom Shemafsikim B'Shabbos B'Shachris, Shom Korin B'Mincha, U'Vashenu V'Chamishu B'Shabbos Abba. In other words, the readings of Shabbos by Mincha and Mondays and Thursdays, they don't get you anywhere. You don't pick up from where you left off from them. Because their readings, they're not the real takona of reading in the Torah, so to speak. The real takona of reading in the Torah and making headway through the Torah and reading through the Torah, that's a takona of Shabbos. Then we have, you don't want to go 3 days without Torah, or Yoshvei Kronos, is Shabbos by Mincha. So they're not objective reasons to be learning the Torah, it's just you want to avoid a bad situation, so to speak. So it doesn't count, that's why it doesn't count. And wherever you left off last Shabbos, you read Shabbos by Mincha, and you read that same place on Monday, and that same place on Thursday, and you start from that same place on the coming Shabbos. Just imagine if the din wouldn't be this way, you would start every Shabbos from Chamishi. Right? You would read till Sheni Shabbos by Mincha, till Shlishi on Monday, till Revi on Thursday. Okay, you would start from Revi every week. Be a shorter laning, that's for sure. Haggah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'im tov v'koru la'shlosha kruim b'parsha rishayna shall say the shvua shavar. Let's say they lane the wrong laning for the three people on Monday and Thursday, or for that matter, Shabbos by Mincha. O shal shvua haba lachar shvua zu. They laned in the wrong. They laned the wrong laning. Does he have to lane again? If you lane Shabbos the wrong laning, you certainly have to lane again. Shabbos is a takana to lane. You don't have to lane that parsha that you know, the beginning and the end is not necessarily objective on Shabbos. That's already a matter of common acceptance. But certainly you have to lane where you're up to. But Monday and Thursday, so now Mishnah Berurah is Masupik. What happens if you lane something else? You open to the wrong place. You forgot. You laned last week's laning. Or next week's laning. Matas Masa. You forgot they were separate. So when it was Parshas Masa, you laned Parshas Dvorim. I imagine it could have happened to a lot of people. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin b'pischei tshuva shevi deyas achronim b'zeh. L'maisa, we pass the consensus of the achronim. It's a big shaila. But the consensus of the achronim is that it's okay. But the Yeved, you can lane anything Mondays and Thursdays.
But the Yeved, anyway,
right?
Monday and Thursday.
That's how we're paskening, right? Because it's not since it's not objectively, you're only laning like for a negative reason, so to speak, not for a positive reason. So, but the Yeved, you can lane anything. You opened up the Sefer Torah by mistake. You read something else, so you yotze the din of laning on Mondays and Thursdays. So, although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't come out with a maskana, he comes out that it's a sofek, but that's the maskana, that's the consensus of the achronim post Mishnah Berurah.
What would be if the kohen did the wrong parsha, and then someone said, wait, time out? You'd start from the right parsha or you'd
keep going? It wouldn't matter. I imagine you would go back to the right parsha. You're going to read 10, you do have to read 10 psukim consecutively, so you probably would continue. What?
Consecutively.
So it could be you can go back with these two to the right place and lane 10 psukim. That you can do also. There's no din l'mafreya. Kriyas HaTorah is much looser than Kriyas HaMegillah. You can read things out of sequence. You could, as long as you cover the psukim, as long as you cover the 3 psukim per person minimum and the 10 psukim per laning minimum, you're okay. You can skip around. We skip around by Vayechal. On the Tainas, we skip around. You can skip backwards. Kriyas HaTorah, not in Megillah. Megillah, we learn out, it can't be L'mafreya. But Kriyas HaTorah is clearly, you see, we're going to see later. Kriyas HaTorah is not like that. Okay, so that's Monday and Thursday. So you can lay in anything but the Eved. And we saw also that. We saw from the first sif that we don't lane later in the day on Mondays and Thursdays. We don't. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says you can, but the Eved, but Lamaisa, we don't. Shabbos we do, but not during the week. Hagod, that's what we're going to learn now. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur, the Shabbos Habo Korinois HaParsha in Parsha HaShaychalois HaShabbos. So next week becomes a two Parsha week. You're laying like you're laying two Parshas. So you're laying the Parsha you missed and the coming Parsha, and the Parsha of that present Shabbos.
That would be like the it wasn't a minion. That what that means?
The Mishnah Berurah says that there was a fight in Shul. Fight. The board, they started fighting. People started fighting. Somebody was in someone else's seat. Not in this shul. That's true. Not in this shul. But there were, I heard once there's such a thing in shuls as fighting. So they all went home without laning. To us, it's weird, but if you've ever been in a fight, it could happen. I was by a shul once. I wasn't dominating there. But my kids remember this clearly. That it was a shul that was not really makbid to make Zman Kriya Shema. They sort of assumed, they announced the night before that everybody should say Kriya Shema before davening. So it was Shabbos morning, and they were going to miss Zman Kriya Shema like by 5 minutes. So the rabbi told the chazan that he should go a little faster than normal, he shouldn't sing Kel Adon, and they'll make Zman Kriya Shema. So the guy didn't want, he said, he held that there's such a thing that congregants hold they know better than the rabbi. So he held it's not covered Shabbos, you have to sing Kelodon, and we don't make Zman Kriya Shema in this shul. So now we're not going to start this Shabbos like going out of our way to make Zman Kriya Shema. So they got into a big fight, not physical, of course, but then the guy. It was his Sefer Torah. He gave his Sefer
Torah.
He went to the Aron Kodesh, he took the Sefer Torah, and he went home.
There was an error.
And now...
That was the only Sefer?
Yeah. And he was Valkyrie, too.
So they went to the neighborhood shul?
I don't know. I wasn't there. My kids were there. My kids died there. I died in the Seeker, and then I would go pick up there. This is Rabbi Lipschitz, the shul. The one I tell the story that he always made up a new speech. It was that same shul that I have a story that I went to pick up my kids. So here's another story. Now there's an epilogue to the story. That's going to blow your minds. Fast forward 12 years after the story took place. This was the butcher in Muncie that was Machshel everyone.
The camp, the cousin.
Wow.
The first shul was in Muncie too?
Rabbi Lipschitz is shul.
No.
Rabbi Lipschitz, shul in Muncie.
He's here and there at the shul.
Who?
The butcher, didn't he?
I don't know. There's rumors all around there.
He went to Dublin.
Anyway, that's the epilogue. 12 years later, wow. He was the guy.
Believe him for 12 years that he was
coming.
He
may
have been still
coming. No, he was okay.
Anyway,
it's like, you know.
On the way.
Okay, anyway, Machmas Katata in Europe. And then the Jews in America too. You know, we're like, you know. By Americans, it doesn't happen that much. But, you know, there can be fights in shul.
We have a relative named Mordechai, two days back, who was. The reason for Mordechai is because his father was beaten up in shul, and he died afterwards. And the other man ran to America.
I am very proud of the fact I had a shul in Muncie. I still do, officially, by Vesika Minyan. And I'm the Rav. I'm the Rav. You ask anybody in the Vesika Minyan in Muncie now, who's the Rav of the shul? It's Rav Emunos. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. So
funny. Email world.
They had a big shiloh. They should. There was a big. So I'm most proud of the fact that there was never. I didn't allow. There were never fights in shul. There was never fights over aliyos, over chazan, over with two people at your site the same day. I always made sure there was never a fight. So, and ad hayoyin, baruch Hashem. I held that. Shat d'shmaya. So there was a huge argument 2 years ago. Some people wanted to switch to Neitz Hanireh.
It's later or earlier.
It doesn't matter. They wanted to switch to Neitz Hanira, and the other one, and half the shul wanted to switch to Neitz Hanira, and half the shul didn't. So there was, they argued like it was going to happen. Then they said, you know, we have a roof. It's just a roof. Do you know what I paskin?
No, but just the Esther Rav is the point.
Okay. Yeah, they said the Esther Rav. I paskined. I gave a very smart psak. I said, the etzem, I hold the people that want to daven Neitz Hanira are correct. And I myself daven Neitz Hanira. And it seems to me that Neitz Hanira is a correct mahalach. But, since in America it has not caught on.
What does Zalman do like this?
No.
No?
No. Neitz Hanira has not caught on in America. So I said, so kala mashana yodola tachtayna. And until this two-thirds of the shul votes. And until two-thirds of, I said, you need two-thirds of the shul to vote to go to Neitz Hanira, and then they can go to Neitz Hanira. But even if it's a majority, if it's not two-thirds, they can have a Neitz Hanira. Yitzchak Ginsburg, you know Rabbi Ginsburg, Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg, he left the shul, and he made another Vesika Minyan, with my blessings. No, I called up, I said, there's no Machlekes here, he wants to have a Neitz Hanira, Gesunta Heit. He's going b'shalom with our blessings. We lent him a Sefer Torah for the first few weeks. And now this tomb, very good. And when you do such a thing, b'shalom, then there's no fight. Now both minyanim, well, his minyan is not thriving. He has like 15 people every day. And and he comes back for Shabbos because he can't get a minyan for Shabbos. So he comes back to the shul for Shabbos. And he's treated with respect. He gets an aliyah. No fight. There is no fighting. Anyway, okay. Umairi, so the point of the Mishnah Brura is not to, so that we could go off on a tangent and have nice stories for 10 minutes. The point of the Mishnah Brura is that it was b'oinus or b'shoigig, not b'mezid. As we'll see, that if it's b'mezid, then you probably, then there are many shittas that you can't make up.
What would be amazing? We don't feel like it?
Amazing, yeah.
We want to sit down.
The butcher, that was
amazing. Well, the butcher. But the Ksibur was B'shoigig. Yeah.
He couldn't hear.
I don't know, the Bir Alocha talks about it. You look at the first Bir Alocha. That B'mezid is no din hash. He talks about it in the first Bir Alocha. But that's what the Mishnah Brura is coming to say by Machnas Katata, that Umayrish Leikoru Kol Ayom. Avalim Bitlu Rak B'shachris HaKriya. This everybody's Moida too. Not like Monday and Thursday that we saw that despite the Mishnah Brura saying that the Eved you can lay later in the day, the Achrayim say not to lay later in the day by Mondays and Thursdays, but by Shabbos everybody's moed. If they didn't lay in the morning, they should lay by Mincha. If they get, it says if Uve Mincha Kvar Motzu Menucha, so the Chaim had a sense of humor. Shabbos Menucha, they calm down from the fight. Em Yesh Penai Likros Kol HaSedra, if you have time to read the whole Sedra. So they should read seven, they should give out seven aliyahs by Mincha before they say Ashrei. Look in the Shar HaTziyun Os Hei. He says, V'yikra HaSeidah Shol Shachris Kaidim HaScholos Mincha. Before they start Mincha, they should lane. Tachakach Yom Rashri Volotziyun. And then they read the regular Mincha laning of three people. So they kamamish and they give out aliyahs. What about Maftir? I guess L'chara Maftir also. Why not? Let's see, why not? They lane the aliyahs and they give them after two. So that's what they do. That's what it means, b'mincha. So the Shar HaTziyun is a very important addition here, how to lane it by mincha, by before Ashrei. Because someone might have said to that the mincha Shabbos should have seven aliyahs, and so he said, no. Before you start Ashrei, you do that. You call Yom HaShabbos Uzman Kriya. What happens if Avol Gam b'Mincha lahoyu Menucha? If the things were not calmed down by Mincha time, they should not do it Monday and Thursday. You can't. Monday and Thursday is not a day to lay in a complete parsha in the Torah. La'yikur b'sheni v'chamishi kol ha'sedra mishabbos she'avar ki b'chol yesh bitul malacha la'om la'yikru rak ha'parsha min ha'sedra shel Shabbos habo, the way they're supposed to la'om and Shabbos she'avar. And when it comes to Shabbos, they'll catch up. They'll make up the Shabbos that they missed. What I have done, and this has nothing to do with this, right? When I found myself in America, and you know, sometimes you end up that I'm missing a laning, So by Mincha, Shlishi read through the end of the parsha. That's okay. You still have three aliyahs. There's no rule. Instead of reading four psukim or three psukim or five psukim, he read till the end of the parsha.
On a weekday?
No, Shabbos by Mincha.
Shabbos.
So he leaned the next week's parsha and he leaned Shein Pil. So you still have to get everybody's permission. But I was there for a simcha. It was all relatives, nephews. It was all nephews. So you humor the old uncle from Eretz, here from Israel. And you got to get a fierce ball curry. Okay, so in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, the Kriyas HaParsha, you read two parshas in the coming Shabbos. Sivkot involved in the Mishnah Brura. What about the Inbitlu Kama Shabbosos, if they missed two? Yesh Omrim, Vein Likos B'Shabbos Habo, Ki Im Sedra HaKren HaSmuch HaLazu. You can only read two. No such thing as reading three. The Yesh Omrim, the Tzarek Lashlam B'Tzibu, Kol HaSedra Shabitlu. No matter how many Sedras were missing, you make it all up at the next possible week. According to the first Svara, which the Achronim say something like two, not three, so that means if you missed a double Parsha, the Achronim suggest if you miss a double Parsha, you can't make it up anymore. Because you can't read one out of the two, and you can't read all two, because then you'll be reading three.
I would have thought it's above the Machlokes. It's last week's later.
No, so you make it up the following week.
Yeah.
But it's two Parshas. So now you're reading three. So according to this sheet, you don't read three.
Maybe just only 3 weeks.
No. That's what the Achronim say. Akaponim, I think the consensus is, and I think it's safe to say, if you want to know a maskana, the consensus is that you can make up as many as you have to make up. The Iker is because you have to read the whole Torah by Simchas Torah, or by whenever you decided to be Messiah the Torah. So you have to read the whole Torah. So if you're missing, no matter how many amounts of week you're missing, you have to make it up.
Is this talking about an individual or a
tzibur? A tzibur. This is all a tzibur. In fact, the Achronim say, we'll stop here, the Achronim say, let's say there's no Sefer Torah. The guy took his marbles and went home. Yeah. But people went to a different shul. Well, you know, the Mishnah Berurah is really provincial. Like, you go to a different shul, that's a big deal.
But the tzibur, does that stay?
So the din is, you go bus a rove. I'd say rove members. You go bus a rove. If rove people heard laning already, then you cannot lane the next week, the previous parsha. And then the other ones blibes yechidim that didn't hear laning. So yachad didn't hear laning. Nishkevelach, you know. Okay.